thought we had a very good weekend. I was very happy with the quality of work, and just express that to all the rookies. You know, you always look for improvement, you know, individually, as a group, and obviously as a team. And Friday's practice was a little rough, which is probably normal around the NFL when you bring that many new individuals together. And Saturday's practice was very good, and actually I'm excited to see today's practice because I thought they practiced very, very well. You know, even the quarterback play, they didn't have the exchange problems. I thought the tempo was obviously great, and these guys were excited about their opportunity. And I don't know if it's come together as fast this year as, you know, compared to the prior years, but I thought the work was very good. We got a lot of quality film on every player. I did some fundamental drills, particularly in special teams, that'll really help us in our evaluation. But I thought it was a very, very good camp. Very pleased.
As you move forward in the OTAs, how was it different this year, especially defensively, whereas last year you were still heavy down and soft?
Well, for the first year of putting in a new system, regardless of what side of the ball you're on, there's always a transition because to do it the right way, in my opinion, you have to teach it your system of football. So sometimes you may be teaching elements and principles that you may not use during the course of the year, but you have to put it in that way because you want to build your foundation. You want every piece to fit into place when you put your system in. So you try to avoid as much what I refer to as rope learning, where you're just learning plays, you're just learning your defense because of, you know, we need it this week. You know, it's when you teach concepts as opposed to just individual responsibilities, it definitely helps individuals, you know, see the big picture. Big picture players are obviously your smarter players. So, you know, we're in the second year of our defense, so now what we're doing, what we're practicing, you know, from the start of OTAs all the way through the training camp are going to be the things that we feel directly apply to our players' talents and, you know, into the opponents that we'll play in the 2010 season. So year two to me is always, you know, it should be much cleaner for us as a defensive football team.
What are your impressions of the quarterback after seeing him live for 3 days here?
Athletic. I like his huddle command. Actually, you know, today was his best practice of the three. You know, made a nice play in the scramble drill. So did Chris. Also made a nice play in the scramble part of it. And you always look for improvement. He had a nice big third down throw, you know, out in the flat that was a tight throw. So you look for those types of things where he's able to get the timing and just play the game with new receivers and new scheme, new language. But I thought he conducted himself very well. He is a good athlete, Noah.
Can you talk about at this point how quick he is at getting it out, you know, both mentally and, you know, seeing what he's going to see and then physically just being able to snap it out there?
I'm not an instant evaluator. I mean, I want to give you an honest answer to your question, but he's practiced 3 days and he improved. But, you know, Friday he bounced the number of balls in the dirt, which happens, but he didn't do that today. So I think he's a good athlete. He has power in his body, has fast twitch in his body. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
Michael, when you're not instant evaluating, how much evaluation can you do for these 3 days of watching three practices live and then having them on? How much?
Well, you get an overall athletic ability assessment, and also you have the opportunity to see where their strength levels is. And, you know, there's nothing like evaluating an individual in person as opposed to on video. I mean, you just bone structure and all those types of things, and, you know, how they fit into, you know, your roster at this point. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's a number of tryout players that you may like to sign, but you may not be able to too. So you're doing comparisons to the players you already have on your roster. So I mean, there's all different kinds of evaluations that are going on.
Just spend a little more time on special teams just to get more video on these guys, figuring that's the way most of them are going to have a shot this summer.
Well, special team emphasis really is twofold. I mean, I think special teams drill work and is is always a good evaluation for your whole football team, because you can run pretty much your whole team through those drills, but minus maybe the quarterbacks. So with that you get strong indications of what they can do as far as their movement skills and so forth. But also, special teams is an emphasis for us. We need to improve in that area. So we actually looked at a couple of drills with the rookies that we're going to do with our whole football team. So it's an opportunity for the coaches to get out there and go through the drills, live and make sure the drills are ready to apply to our team when they get here in OTAs.
What do you think of the punters?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of the punters?
They punted well today. We worked primarily from about the minus 40 going in, so a lot of inside the 10 and the 20 work today. And I thought they punted well today. Actually, I thought Chris Bryan had a very good day today.
What's the schedule for the coaches and players between now and the OTAs? Is there anything to do?
Well, the coaches, we're working, so we're on a normal schedule, and we'll continue to prepare for the OTAs. And we have some individual work going on between our coaches and players, the veteran players, as they're here for the off-season program. The rookies arrive May 16th, 2 weeks from today. So we'll take one day and go through the physicals of our whole football team that we always do at the beginning of OTAs, and then we'll get started. I think it's what, the 18th, 18th or 19th, whatever, will be our first OTA practice. So. Well, I think participation will be very good. I mean, our off-season program numbers, I'm very happy with, especially with the landscape of what's going on from a business standpoint with some of our players that every team is dealing with right now. But our numbers have been excellent throughout the off-season program since the middle of March, and I anticipate the same for the OTAs. Yeah, I think it's important to put things in perspective, and if an individual's not here because of where he stands in the arena of business, then you have to respect that. So if that's a business that they feel that's in their best interest from a business decision, then I respect that. But you always want all your players here, because it's an opportunity for the individual to improve, and it's an opportunity for the group to improve, and ultimately for us to prepare as a football team.
Have you had any conflicts with school or anything?
Brian Belug is one I think definitely has. He's on a quarter system, so I think he may be one that may not be able to be here early. I'm not sure of the rest of them.